It's Matty Garwood for Ozmade. We're going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. And one of this country's favourite country pop artists and 2021 APRA nominee, Melanie Dyer. We played Mavis T-shirt so much here on Ozmade, but she's got a brand new one, Run Out of Road. It's also got a bit of a summery feel-good video, which we all need at the moment. And we need to catch up with her. We're going to do it right now. Melanie Dyer, thanks for joining us here on Ozmade.
Oh, thanks, Matty. And thanks for spinning my song.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, man. We spin heaps of your stuff, Mel. It's awesome to actually be able to chat to you and to find out a bit about it. But first out, whereabouts are you at the moment?
I've moved from Sydney back to my country farm in Inverell, which is like northern New South Wales, in the middle of nowhere pretty much. It's great.
It would be though. How's the serenity out there?
Oh, it's so good. It's been really nice to have some space and obviously not be locked down in an apartment. I feel really bad for all my friends in Sydney. I'm on a farm with a bit of space and lots of time to make music. It's good. It's not bad.
No, we're loving what you're making at the moment as well, particularly with new stuff. So Run Out of Road, how did that and the video all come together for you, Mel?
Everything about this song, the timing has been just in time. Yeah. I wrote the song in Nashville at the start of 2020, just before basically the world, you know, was hit with COVID and international borders were closed. And I didn't know it'd be my last trip to Nashville, but I wrote the song over there. And then we were really lucky to film the music video in Sydney around Surry Hills and then took a trip down to Royal National Park. That was literally days before the Sydney lockdown. So the whole song was just really lucky to be done at all. We pulled it together.
And you pulled together a pretty cool crew that's worked on this one. Some big names and big artists that they've worked with as well, Mel.
Yeah, no, it's been really cool. Pete Holes produced the song. I worked with Jeremy Dillon again on the music video, who did my Fresh and Save My Sense music video. And the two writers that I got to work with, they've done some really cool stuff as well, like, you know, Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and yeah, we have a really small crew. It's been a bit of a dream team, actually. It's been awesome.
And it's been an awesome journey since about 2015, where you kicked things right off. How has Melanie Dyer music changed and how's the scene changed since then?
I mean, I've sort of just been in my lane of sort of like edging on country and pop and fusing the two together. And I'm really lucky, actually, that people are loving country at the moment.
100%.
And it's really become cool. You know, it never used to be cool, but we're slowly converting people one by one to the good side. It's a prime time for country pop music at the moment.
Absolutely.
But I mean, it's definitely changed the live music scene. It currently has changed. Obviously, we're not able to really gig, but I can't wait to bring festivals back when it's safe and get out and play the new song as well.
Yeah, especially like you said, when so many people are about country poppy music. Kane Brown's been doing it. Lil Nas X has brought it back in as well. So it's really got this kind of marshmallowy produced feel to a lot of country stuff in the top 40 at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's great. You know, I mean, the traditional country lovers might be a little against it, but I've always been about pushing the boundaries with the sound and like broadening the audience of the genre. And I think there's so much that country does that people don't really realize, you know, that's a country song. People like, you know, those that you just mentioned and Sam Hunt and Morgan Evans. And,
100%.
You know, well, we're doing it. We're fusing the two and hopefully bringing a new audience on board.
But you've had your own massive success as well, particularly with Memphis T-shirt. And you've got the APRA nomination up as well for the most performed country work in 2021.
I know. That was such a cool thing. I mean, I didn't expect it. That song kind of just blew up and with the support of radio, like it did really well and crossed over to commercial and to get an award based on writing music, which is what I've loved to do since I was a kid. You know, it's all about songwriters and radio play and the performance of an actual song. So yeah, it was really awesome to get that nomination this year.
And what awesome things have you got coming up next, Melanie Dyer? Can we expect to see you live anywhere? Are you doing some streamies? Are you just focusing on writing some more stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a few things to announce soon in terms of live shows, hopefully pending things open up. I've been writing so much. I've been on Zoom. I've been writing at home on the farm and we've pretty much got an album ready to go. So I'm just sort of recording and getting that, pulling it together. So lots of new music is what you can expect.
Cool. Well, we're expecting big things from you, Melanie Dyer, and we are loving Run Out of Road. We're going to play it right now. Melanie Dyer, can you please introduce it for me here on Ozmade?
Sure thing, Maddie. This is my brand new single playing on Ozmade. It's called Run Out of Road.
Awesome. Melanie Dyer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Maddie.